It's nerve-wracking not to know where you're going to be living, you know, where you're going to be playing. It's, you know, so different from college. You get to pick your team, you know, when you're coming out of high school, you get to choose where you go. You come to the NFL and it's like, I don't know where I'm going. They pick me. I don't get to select them. So, it's a very uncomfortable feeling and very nervous feeling because you've put in so much work over the years and put in so much time and performed at a certain level to get even consideration to, you know, to be the number one pick. I didn't really know until I knew the night before that I was going to go number one. I knew I was going to go in the top two or three, so it was either going to be Cleveland, Philadelphia, or Cincinnati. But I was in, we were in New York City, Madison Square Garden, and, you know, just, my agent was working, you know, with the Browns people, the night before, and we kind of got a contract done, and they wanted everything, you know, done before we went out on stage. So it was just, you know, literally living out a dream. My family was with me, back in the green room and just going out on the stage and being out there with the commissioner and just seeing all the cameras and the people and, just kind of realized that, you know, you've made it and, you know, you're here and it's where I always wanted to be.